hospitals have known these penalties were coming.
This is probably the biggest and certainly one of the first real ties between payments in Medicare and delivery of quality.
Dave Dillon's a spokesperson with the Missouri Hospital Association and says the penalties are part of a broad attempt to lower costs, put more focus on getting and keeping patients healthy versus providing a lot of services. Hospital readmissions have been an issue for years, despite efforts to curb them. Dillon says the idea of the penalties, in theory, is to change that with a little financial push.
There would be the assumption, I think, and at least there probably was during the development of this as a quality measure and the implementation process through the rule, that if you can reduce with the 30-day readmission for an individual who has, you know, a heart attack, heart failure, or pneumonia, then you're providing them the type of care they need when they're in the hospital, and you are providing them with the tools they need at discharge to not come directly back to the hospital within 30 days.
Effective next week, as part of the federal health law, hospitals will face up to a 1% reduction in their Medicare payments, depending on their past readmission rates for patients returning to the hospital within 30 days. As it stands, caring for those Medicare patients costs the program about $17 billion. The new penalties this year will amount to about $270 million, so the fiscal impact on hospitals may vary. Nationwide, around 2,000 hospitals will be affected. That's according to a Kaiser Health News analysis. Included on the list are more than two-thirds of hospitals in Missouri and about half of hospitals in Kansas.
I think that they are forcing us to take a hard look at some things that we've needed to see differently.
Shauna Roberts is with Truman Medical Center, an area hospital that sees lots of people without insurance or a means to pay. Truman's upcoming penalty will be pretty low, Roberts says, but it still caught their attention.
That's like a C minus on your grade card, and nobody wants that.
Roberts says the penalties have Truman in part redesigning staff roles and certain protocols in the emergency room. Nationwide, nearly 300 hospitals will be receiving the highest penalty. St. Mary's Hospital in Blue Springs almost reached that level.
We have done several things in response to that.
Annette Small, head of St. Mary's, says they're having some success with pilot programs aimed at reducing readmissions for certain medical conditions. But Small worries about using 30-day readmissions data as a way to gauge quality. Hospitals can't always be responsible if someone comes back.
I do think when some of the readmissions are not in our control, that's a little bit, you know, kind of challenging to juggle. So, you know, that's just kind of how do we get our arms wrapped around that because of all the different mitigating factors, that some of which are not in our control.
Small says readmissions factors can include how sick or vulnerable a patient is, the type of care they get in the community, and whether they're following recommendations. Across the state line, the University of Kansas Hospital, the highest ranked hospital in the region, according to U.S. News and World Report, also made the penalties list. Dr. Lee Norman is chief medical officer there.
Pay for performance plays right to our sweet spot. We want to perform well by being really good at what we do.
But Dr. Norman says past readmissions rates don't tell the full picture.
I mean, this is a web, this is a network that requires really good systems of care. Penalties are blunt instruments, just to say, hospital, do everything you can. In the meantime, we're going to penalize you for something that quite possibly could be out of your control. I'm not too fond of that aspect of it.
But even so, he says the changes have hospitals considering a new role, one that goes beyond the doors of their facilities.
I mean, we can do so much, but ultimately the patient goes home or the patient goes someplace, and we really have to partner with the patient and their families, because we've always done that. We've always wanted to do that. But it's a little bit of a game changer then when there's financial penalties for maybe something that's completely out of the, in this case, hospital's control.
Game changer in the sense that it's putting more impetus on the hospitals to be more proactive about what happens outside?
Yeah, exactly.
Norman says everyone has a stake in this. Insurance companies, the government, neighborhoods. And while he says singling out hospitals may not be the right approach, you've got to start somewhere. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.